Greetings and welcome on board at WDKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. I have on the news line with us now Steve Stumbris, who is the director of the Small Business Development Center at Bucknell, the SBDC. He has really been working hard to make sure that entrepreneurs, people that want to do startup businesses around here, people that just have an idea, I always call it sort of the scared straight for business workshops, where they really tell you that there is a lot to starting a business, and if you have the right business, it's a fabulous opportunity, and you want to do it right. If maybe you don't have all that, either the hours or maybe the capital or the customer base, that you're going to have to do some more work before you start up. But we're going to talk about those startup workshops and some other things on this segment. Steve, thank you so much for calling in. Good to hear from you again.
Mark, always good to talk with you and always good to talk about small business. Thanks for the opportunity.
You had in some of your outreach recently that resiliency toolkits exist. Tell us about those and how businesses around here can utilize them.
The Business Resiliency Toolkit refers to the tools of the trade of Bucknell's Small Business Development Center. It is the methods, and it's the advising, and it's the strategies that the consultants, the business advisors at the center bring to bear in our conversations with clients, with entrepreneurs, and with small business owners when they seek out our assistance. We're essentially, the grand topic of a strategic plan for an organization. We are boiling that down, really distilling that down to the very specific needs and challenges that a business owner is facing, to the opportunities that they perceive that are just out there beyond their grasp, but they need to put together a plan to pursue those opportunities. Sometimes that plan includes seeking out appropriate forms of capital. What kind of resources do they need to bring to their business? Sometimes it entails knowledge, and we help to build the skills and knowledge of those business owners as they're facing challenges. Now, of course, over the past 8-9 months now, the challenges of faced by small businesses here in the Susquehanna Valley have been immense. The challenges of, at times, having to close their place of business throughout this pandemic, having to adapt to situations that change sometimes on a daily, weekly basis, and most importantly in that is implementing the safety and health protocols to keep themselves, their employees, and their customers safe. One thing to stress right now, as COVID-19 cases throughout our region are at an all-time high, that the importance of wearing masks and keeping distance in public settings is critical. Doing that as a small business owner, doing that as a customer visiting a small business, will help that small business survive.
And there's definitely some practices and some people and some programs that can help. So this toolkit idea is just to make sure that it's sort of a one-stop glance at everything that's available, so that businesses, you know, can easily find out best practices or who's an expert, who's a consultant. A lot of the services you provide are free. And really, just if they have the mindset to stay in business and to tough this out, this will help them make really the very best of it.
It helps them focus on what they need to do to overcome the challenges that they face. And they know that they can reach out to an advisor at the SBDC to talk through those challenges, to put together a plan to see them through, to see their small business through to the other side of this. And, you know, at times, the opportunities that they perceive, even in a time of challenge, we help them put together that plan and then execute that plan to pursue that new opportunity. You referred to a workshop that we do, a business startup workshop, and that continues. Every month, we are still meeting with groups of aspiring entrepreneurs, meeting with them, of course, at this time via Zoom, via online tools, and these online webinar settings. we are learning about the aspirations of entrepreneurs and helping them take those very first steps to starting their own business. One really interesting thing is that counterintuitively in Pennsylvania and throughout the country, the rate of new business applications is actually up right now compared to this time last year. And this is throughout the summer. So from July, August onward, the rate of new businesses is actually greater in 2020 than it was in 2019. We're seeing it comprehensively through business applications filed with the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and nationwide, but also very much locally as the Bucknell SBDC is working with those new entrepreneurs taking that very first step. It's in one part surprising, but more so, it's a source of optimism that, yeah, there still are entrepreneurs that are discovering and pursuing opportunities to start and grow businesses.
Well, as our audience gets to hear this, this is Monday morning, November 30th. What workshops or startup workshops are coming up?
We have, in December, we won't be running one of those business startup workshops. So as people have those ideas at this time, we're pointing them to startup workshops that we will be running in January. We'll be running a couple on some specialized topics like social media and intellectual property, and also other management topics of existing businesses. So anyone who is seeking to learn those skills and apply them to their existing business, of course, check out the listing of those events at our website at bucknell.edu/SBDC, SBDC for Small Business Development Center.
One of the important conversations you and I have had in the past few months relates to masking and this idea of making sure that customers and stores wear masks, but that with them, businesses can thrive and continue, and small businesses that might be struggling can hang in there.
It's the most critical thing to remember out in public, that masks save small businesses. We know that masks and keeping distance reduce the spread of coronavirus in our communities. And right now, over the past couple weeks, we are at all-time highs in Pennsylvania. So it is more important now than ever to mask up, to wear your mask, and help keep distance when you are shopping. And when you're at a small business, when you're out in the community, adhering to those safety practices will help our small businesses stay open. It's so important for them to be able to stay open and stay in business right now. You know that the holiday shopping season is the time when small businesses look to all year as their opportunity to really get into the black if they're not already. So again, mask up, save our small businesses. We just passed, of course, Small Business Saturday, and that was a time to focus on the importance of small businesses and supporting them. Keep doing that.
Tell us about shopsmall.com.
Small. Now, here, interesting spelling on this. So this is a local initiative by a local entrepreneur. So shop small, S-M-O-L, rather than small business, S-M-A-L-L. Shopsmall.com is a locally based e-commerce platform for local small businesses. Launched recently by local entrepreneur Colby Kaufman, you can find retailers like Black Dog Jewelers in Lewisburg, Craft Cafe in Milton, and several others that are using this brand new hyper-local commerce platform to connect their customers when their in-person operations have limits. So it's giving the small businesses the online tools that they need to connect with their customers at this time of year. Brand name, shopsmall.com, launched by a local entrepreneur.
S-H-O-P-S-M-O-L.com. Steve Stumbris, Director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center, thank you so much for being on WDKOK Sunrise. People can reach you at bucknell.edu/SBDC.